So,
yes.
So who are you and what brought you down here today?
Sure. We're SWRPAC, which is Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And the reason we are out here today is because we have so many environmental projects that we're working on. It just makes sense to be here. We also want to work with MPS. So having the opportunity to work with so many teachers and parent coordinators, it just kind of falls right in line with what we're doing.
Again, it's just a great space to touch base with educators and allow them to understand the great work that we're doing and connecting on that. We're definitely focusing on our educational outreach and trying to ensure that we're getting more black and brown people in the space of urban planning and just understanding how they can possibly play a role in the potential career opportunities that are there.
What could a connection with MPS look like with SWRPAC? Like some of that, you are working on a lot of different projects, so it'd be maybe hard to pick like how to pull one of those and tie it into a specific school. What are your thoughts on what that could look like?
Well, actually, I am so excited. One of the programs that we just talked with, I think it's Learn Deep. Amazing program. And they're looking at the environmental justice. We actually have an environmental justice task force that works with SWRPAC as we are looking at our projects and taking them out to the community. So just finding the way that we kind of align with them. I know they're developing their program at this point, so we're really excited about that. And possibly being on the ground floor to make things happen. But with many of the schools, they actually have a specific curriculum that they're looking at. So finding our ways to make sure that our projects fall into that curriculum that they're looking at is what we're trying to do.
Talk about maybe some of the projects that SWRPAC is involved in. For people who don't know what SWRPAC does, like give us the explanation for how important it is to look at a regional area and to think in different ways 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line.
You hit it right on the head. So SWRPAC is an MPO, which is Metropolitan Planning Organization. We get that designation from the federal government. It takes into account the 7 counties of Southeast Wisconsin, which are Walworth, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee. So we've got all 7 that are there. And we all care about our own communities, our own counties. But as this regional planning organization, we actually are able to look at a umbrella view of how we can work together and make sure that everything is taken care of. So that kind of gives you that part. So some of the major projects that we're working on right now that are environmentally related, the first one I would talk about would be the regional chloride study. We've been doing that from 2018 through 2020, so for 2 years. We went to 37 lakes and streams in all 7 of the counties. And what we were looking at is, we do live in Wisconsin, we use lots of salt in the wintertime, and that salt does run off. In addition to that, is also water softeners and other agents like that. They're affecting our aquatic life, the plant life that are in our lakes and streams. So looking at how we can do better as far as the whole region, as far as taking care of our community with those chemicals that are going on. So that's one project. Second project we're looking at is the regional food system plan. We are about a year into that project. COVID helped to expose a lot of different issues that happened as far as farming, as far as packaging, distribution, food waste, what do we do with it? So that's what the study is doing. It's doing everything from production all the way to food waste. And we're looking at all 7 counties. As I said, we're still in the process with this. We're open to comments at this point, but we're going to be starting our next leg of it where we'll have public meetings late fall, early winter. The third program that we are highlighting today while we're here is the transportation side, and I'm going to let Montre talk a little bit more about FlexRide.
So we're super excited about our FlexRide Milwaukee campaign. Basically, we have a great opportunity to connect businesses and employees. Right now, we have an opportunity. We have 3 regions. We have the Milwaukee region, we have the Menominee Falls region, and we have the Beloit region. An individual from Milwaukee can take it's kind of like a rideshare opportunity from Milwaukee directly to their job opportunity in Beloit or Menominee Falls. The first ride is free. Each ride thereafter is $1.50 there, $1.50 back. The rides go to 12 a.m., so it's a great opportunity for individuals in Milwaukee that are transitioning back and forth to those areas to possibly save as it relates to transit. And then also we're trying to expand that information to schools like this, so parents may have a great opportunity to connect to child care and to connect to jobs and things of that magnitude. Recently, the program did get additional funding and should be going on for the next 3 years.
So it's like a pool of people who are drivers for that, or how does that
basically
work?
Basically, Sewer Pack was involved in some of the great planning efforts that were able to develop an app. You can actually download the app to your phone, sign up. Like I said, the first ride is free. And then basically there's several options as to loading funds to the app, so an individual can actually directly, just like an Uber or a Lyft.
It's like a rideshare
thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Order a ride right to your location.
It's a non-for-profit rideshare.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I can see where there would be a need to connect those corridors in some ways, so that's interesting. You talk about, can you talk about like the kinds of jobs that young people could find by coming to these meetings or learning about like what you all do? Like, maybe educating folks on what kind of career paths are involved in, like you said, urban planning. It's not just urban, but like in planning. What are some of the career paths that young people could find if they learn more about Sewer Pack?
And that's exactly what we're doing right now, and why I said we want to be in this space, is we do want to get in and talk to teachers. Kids love things like SimCity and Minecraft and all of these opportunities, but they never think about you can actually get a career out of it. You can actually build your own town or city with, not just in Minecraft, but actually in real life. So we're taking different looks at it and making that next step. So yes, you could be, and I don't want to just talk about the urban planning part. We also have biologists, we have surveyors, we have, I'm coming at a loss right now, but we've got so many different.
Yeah, to get into 37 lakes and streams, you need people
definitely doing
a lot of different things.
Yeah,
we do. So, we have plenty of opportunities that are there. We actually do internships during the summer. I will say they are limited, so we don't have a whole bunch of them. But for college students that are interested in continuing their career or graduate students, getting those opportunities, this is a perfect place to be.
And what about your personal professional trajectories? How did you come to be involved with Sewer Pack? What led you here?
So I'll say both of us are in the public involvement and outreach division. So not specifically dealing with the planning and that type of thing. We're more of the PR or the marketing side. Both Montre and I have worked in the nonprofit sector, and our position really serves as a liaison between the urban planners, engineers, who are normally kind of introverts, and the community. So we're dealing with all the grassroots organizations, the public officials, making sure that people understand what it is. So we kind of break it down just a little bit more so it's easier to chew and understand. And I think our backgrounds, both from working in the nonprofit, having a love for our community, brought us to this position. It was just the perfect fit. I think for me, and I think Montreya said the same thing, this is the perfect job.
All too often, so many people in our community don't have access to this information. There are plans being made, but unfortunately, they are not aware of those. And one of the great responsibilities and joys that I believe that Nikki and I both have is the opportunity to take the information back to our communities to enlighten them so they can be at the table to make those decisions and weigh in on how their community has been developed.
Do you guys want to add anything else?
I do want to say this, and I've said it repeatedly while I've been here. This is one of my favorite conferences to come to.
Absolutely.
You always learn so much. You connect with so many different organizations. So it's not just MPS, mm-hmm. but you're also connecting with all the other vendors that are here, and you learn so much in ways that we can work together and just help our community. As you hear Montre and I keep saying, working with our community and giving them the knowledge is so important. So I can't say enough about this. This is my favorite conference.
Absolutely. I echo those sentiments.